me with your people. I don't take that lightly. Come on. I tell you what, I am so excited to be with you today. I could hardly sleep last night as I was going around, and I did, Pastor, only have one cup of coffee this morning. So as you know that, because you may think, well, Ron, you're the president of Epic Bible College and Graduate School. Surely you were born on the front pew of the church. Now, if you talk like that for real, I'm not making fun of you, okay? But you all could tell I'm from the South, huh? Southern California. I was born in Long Beach, came up here many years ago, Pastor, many decades ago now, and the Lord brought me here. And of course, my wife has the greatest testimony, like many of you do, that you've known Jesus all your life. My testimony, Joel chapter 2, somebody say amen. God says, I will restore unto you the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the palm worm, the caterpillar have devoured, and I will pour out blessing. I'm going to get excited in a minute here. Pour out blessing that there'll not be room enough to contain. If you looked up the word dysfunctional in the dictionary, Pastor, my family growing up, that would have been our picture. That would have been us. My daddy died when I was 2.5, complications from alcoholism, other things that were there. Praise the Lord, he came to know the Lord in the hospital. I didn't know that, though. None of us knew Jesus. But it was this month, 45 years ago, Oakland, come on. Oakland, California, at a Billy Graham crusade, just as I am without one plea. That's an excellent Billy Graham impersonation, I'm going to tell you. That's a good one. My best friend, Daryl Pina, from Arcade Baptist Church. I'm a Baptist-costal pastor. I'm a Baptist that became a Pentecostal. Ha! And I started preaching my foot on that. Took me to Oakland, and as Billy Graham said, come, I turned to my friend Daryl, and I said, how come you told him about me? And that's what Daryl did. He laughed. He said, I didn't, but the Holy Spirit did. And God took the physical, the mental abuse, the things I had done, things others had done to me. They were not good, but Romans 8, God says, I will use them for good. Come on, tell somebody amen. Amen. And if you're a shy, quiet, introverted person like me, when you look at your neighbor, just go, what he said. Because, folks, my natural temperament is I'm a geek. Come on, can I say that again? Not a dweeb or a nerd. I'm a scientist. My background was nuclear physics. Can somebody say, what? Now, I'm going to tell you, in this room today, there are probably at least three of us that love analytic geometry and calculus. Woo, come on. I see four hands. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that. Glory to God. Aren't you glad there's geeks in the room? Come on, because we invent things like this. Did you catch that? We take care of things. We get excited about our own cyclotron or particle accelerator. Woo-hoo! Those are serious stuff. See, the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth shows forth his handiwork. God used real science, as Romans says, not science falsely so-called, but real science points to the originator. God points to a God that loves us, that cares for us, that wants to see a change in our life, and that can restore, can make new by the power of his word. So I'm here to encourage you today. By the time you finish, your face is going to hurt. I know, in Jesus' name. Because I think the greatest witnessing tool we have, Pastor, is. Because sometimes we're going around to people saying, if you'd come to know the Lord, you could have the same joy I have. You should have seen me before I came to know Jesus. I was so sad, but now, I think we sometimes need to let our face know what's happened in our heart. Can I just say amen for myself like that? So God bless you. So thanks for staying awake today. We're going to go on a run through the scripture. In fact, we're going to hit that first slide, boom, shakalaka, right there. Four focuses, four steps to realizing the joy of the Lord. Now, Pastor, you and I know in preaching, when we get to the fourth one, that doesn't mean we're done. But Dr. Seven, we're lining up on the runway. We'll get there. Because the mind can only absorb what the seed can endure. It's a basic teaching premise. Did you catch that? 36 years I've had the joy of serving at Epic Bible College and Graduate School. We were only going to be there 6 months. 6 months. That's 72 sets of 6 months. Yeah. And I still love to teach. Notice, Nehemiah 8:10. Pastor, I'd love to have more of the 31,110 verses, the 2,905 people, the 1,189 chapters of the Bible. Oh, but I've only got a limited amount of time of 3 hours today. These folks listen. I like that. I like. Give yourselves a hand. Say, I'm good. Yeah. And of course, Pastors Brent and Jackie Sorling here at South Point, we appreciate that. First slide coming up. Here it is, what you've been waiting on, Nehemiah 8:10. This is from the NIV. There's 196 different translations. This is the one I wanted to use for you today. Go, enjoy choice food, sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, I love to sing. In fact, I had a car that was a salvage vehicle. You ever have one of those? The radio never worked in the 11 years I had it, till I got ready to sell it. Because they had one of those radios, pastors, that when you took the battery loose, it went, and it was a safety, and you had to know the code. And I guess I wasn't holy enough. I couldn't get a word of knowledge on what the code was to put it in there. So for 11 years, it said code. So I just rebuked it in Jesus' name, and I sang my own song. In fact, that song today, Lord, I'm Amazed, that's my favorite worship song of all time. I listened to it one trip back east on the airplane for 5 hours straight and just going through it there, because God, I'm amazed how much you love me, how you brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. You set my feet on a solid rock. You established my going. You put within my mouth a song of praise. Yay, a song of praise unto my God. I never forget what he did for me 45 years ago. Every morning I wake up and say, oh, thank you, God. I don't live in all my past successes, all my past failures, all what others did to me. I look with joy. This is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice in it. That means I got to rejoice first. Hello? I got to have some joy first. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. I better get going. I've only got another 2 hours and 50 minutes left now. But I wanted to find joy. Joy is the assurance in our hearts that produces peace in the midst of external or internal problems. The joy, not happiness, because that depends on what's happening. Because sometimes, oh, I feel good. How? Come on. I'm at Winco, got a maple bar. My gas tank is full. My tires are aired up properly. I'm such a geek. I look at people's tires until the treads don't match. The tires are low. I say, please, air up your tires. They'll last longer. You'll be a better steward. You can give more to Convoy of Hope. Subliminal. It's our strength, because joy is peace. Joy is peace. And Jesus said, from out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Just to let you know, Epic Bible College promo. Pastor, I have some notes back there. I didn't want to give them to him here because they'd be making paper airplanes out of my nose and throwing them at me. But it's kind of what I'm talking about today is back there. See the booth. Go to college. Good. Anybody between 18 and 85 in the room, you can fog a mirror and you love Jesus. Then Epic Bible College is the place for you. Morning, afternoon, evening, from the associates to the doctorate, everything in between, online, on-site, and combo. Get the CD, listen online, slow it down. Strength, Jesus said you'll have. Next slide. Woo! And I could talk faster than this. Proverbs 17:22. Cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired. Maybe you may know the translation that says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Did you catch that? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Boom, boom, boom. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. How many of you suffered through hee-haw? Yee-haw! Yeah, but that's the world system. Let's find what's wrong. Let's find what's no good. Let's focus on those things instead upon the things that are honest, virtuous, praiseworthy. I choose with my eye gate. I choose with my ear gate what comes into my life, because what comes into me through my eyes, what comes into me through my ears is going to come out of my mouth. Amen, Ron. Thank you for that word of encouragement. I appreciate that. We've got to be careful what we think about. We've got to be careful what we talk about, because what we think about and talk about is what we're going to do. And I want you to know that God has joy for you. Next slide will tell us as well. I love the scripture as it says. Number one, step one. That was just introduction. Step one, go your way. Get you out of the way. Focus on God. Focus on good. Focus on goals and focus on zik, 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 zik. Given, given. That's going to be my new song. It's loadable on iTunes for 98 cents per. Four focuses. Focus on God. Focus on good. Focus on a goal, something bigger than ourselves, and then focus on giving. I love the King James because it says, as we see from that particular version there, it says to us how important it is to go our way, get ourselves out of the way, and to focus on God, to look what he's done for us. The key is based on forgiveness. In fact, the next slide after we see the key to realizing joy is to know I'm forgiven. Would you just tell your friend, your neighbor, I am forgiven. Feeling, nothing more than feeling. Folks, it's not feeling. I don't feel forgiven. I am forgiven. En Española, sangre de Jesús, come on, solamente. Come on, only the blood of Jesus. Woo! I tell him every day, thank you for what he's done in my life. Thank you for your faithfulness. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who have been redeemed by the works of him. If you and I can realize that, and I love Psalm 51:12. This is when David, after his sin with Bathsheba, had produced a child. The child died, went to be with the Lord, went to be with the Lord. And David in Psalm 36 and 38 cries out to God. And then Psalm 51, he says, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Renew a right spirit within me. David starts out that psalm in Psalm 51, Lord, have mercy upon me. According to your tender, loving compassion, blot out my sin. For my sin is ever before me. The first thing we all must do, if you do not yet know Jesus, the first thing you got to do is say, Lord, have mercy on me. Withhold the punishment that I rightfully deserve. God, take this punishment. Oh, take this thing in Jesus' name. I got these big oaky ears, Pastor. I have a cousin that seems to be on Facebook. Hey, Ronnie, you got the all red ears. Hee-hee. Yeah, I do. I do. Restore to me, God, the joy because mercy is withholding the punishment that I rightfully deserve. God has mercy and God has grace. God has mercy withholding punishment. God has grace giving blessing that I don't deserve. The first thing I've got to do, Lord, is restore to me the joy, that assurance that produces peace, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Step number two, somebody say, what? He's already on step two? Yes, he is. Eat the choice. Can I give another word from the old King James? Eat the fat. I like that. Eat the fat. My favorite food of all time is milk gravy. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Joe. Milk gravy. Yeah, yeah. Not that brown gravy. I'm talking country gravy. Now, I shouldn't, Pastor, love milk gravy. In fact, I don't eat as much as I used to. I've dropped a few pounds since some of you had seen me before out there. Want to be healthy because of five grandbabies. Come on, in Jesus' name, want to take care of them. But I'm in devotions one morning, Pastor, and God says, son, you love milk gravy. I said, Lord, you know all things. I didn't know where he was going with that. He said, when you were growing up, I had a wicked stepfather. I'm kind of like Cinderella, not Cinderella. My daddy died when I was 2.5. My mom remarried another alcoholic when I was 5. And what they did, blah, blah. Can I use a Hebrew word here? Icky ba gaga, bad, bad. It's bad in that way. But what God did for me is I used to get hit in the head with a spoon that came directly out of the hot gravy bowl that was right there. My mama was a good cook. In the natural, getting hit in the head with a hot gravy spoon, the hot gravy dripping down. Pastor, in the natural, I should be going with gravy. But God used that to teach me a lesson and say, son, indeed, I've restored your life. You see, the Bible says that the Lord brings restoration. The Bible says that as I release those things to the Lord, he's going to come and bring healing in my life. Come on, come on, give God some praise. Not just I am forgiven, but as I become a forgiver. Not just I am forgiven, but I become a forgiver. So eat the fat, eat the choice. Anybody ever see a can of Spam? That gelatinous substance around Spam, that's the fat. In the Old Testament, when they would take this offering, they would take the fat around an animal's entrails and they would burn it. And that would be beautiful. I may be stinking, but it would be considered beautiful. It is so good, the fat from the Spam, I'm telling you. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, you guys got me hungry today in that way. But if we could eat the choice, if we can focus on the good, notice that in affliction, most of us that are comedians, and that's kind of me, some of us, I think, treat humor like a tumor. When we get saved, we say, well, I've got to cut that out. You know, I don't have any joy. Oh, no, no. I've got a lot of joy. I've got a lot of strength there. In fact, that's the highest concentration of nutrition there. Anybody ever take vitamin B? Bible. Excellent. Excellent point there. Vitamin P, prayer, praise. I don't even need to teach these folks anything. They're doing great, Pastor. Next slide will tell you how we go from this point here. And this is what I talk about from Psalm 19, verse 14. These are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Accept them when I place them on the morning altar. Oh, God, my altar rock. God, priest of my altar. In fact, the scripture says to us there, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my God, my strength and my redeemer. I've got a next slide. Would you give it up for media? Come on, they are kicking it. Sound-wise and all that stuff. My next passage is from the book of the Filipinos. I thought so. Remember, I wasn't raised in church. I didn't have all them stories. My wife's father, 3 years ago yesterday, after 65 years in the ministry, went to be with Jesus, received his ultimate award. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He showed me what a father was. He took my definition of what an awful, evil thing a father was, and he changed that definition for me by his love for me, by trusting me with his daughter. Folks, we need to have some definitions changed in our life. We're still holding on to those old things. We need some new definition. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm looking for a new definition. Come on, give God some praise. Amen, if we could do that. Because I'm going into church on a Wednesday night, and my pastor was not my father-in-law then. My pastor says, Ron, how you doing? I said, God loves Filipino people. He didn't do that. I teach my students this all the time. I say, if you don't want people to ask you questions, laugh when they ask you a question. And the next time they ask you a question, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't need a question. No, I'm fine. He said, son, what makes you think that? I said, I'm reading in my Bible, and there's like four chapters to the Filipinos. I didn't know. I was dumber than a rock. Still am. But I know a little bit more than I did then. He says, son, you're absolutely right. John 3:16. All right. The angels are playing right now. Put your hands there. Come on. That means I've only got 2 hours left. See, I plan ahead, Pastor. He said, yes, son, you're right. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I said, whew, thank you, thank you. And he says, and can I help you a little further? And yes, that book is written actually to the people in Philippi, and it's good for you. So I said, oh, okay, okay. So see, how many want to know the Bible a little bit more? Good. Sometimes we just kind of treat the Bible like devil repellent. Just kind of rub it on myself. If I kind of hang around close to it, I'm going to be okay. No. Philippians, this is the message. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that. And God, who makes everything, come on, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies, content, whatever the circumstances. Can I encourage you today that you would focus on God, know that you're forgiven? Secondly, that you would look for the good, those things that are honest, virtuous, and praiseworthy. Next slide, number three, would you focus on a goal? Something bigger than ourselves. Drink the sweet. When we look at the pressures that come when we make grape juice, there's those first parts where the grape juice comes out. My mama called it generic. It was, yeah, genetic is what we used in the South. That's genetic. No, mama, it's generic. Huh? And Walmart, you know, you got to add a few. Thank you, thank you. Whew. But that first part that comes out isn't the best grape juice. It's when you stay, when you're patient in tribulation, always abounding in this work of grace, when you don't give up. When you don't give up. I don't know what your goals are. Anybody want to go to heaven? I'm not taking a load. There's no Kool-Aid today to drink. But I want to get there. I want to see something happen. You provide it. Next portion of the slide will tell you. It's a great, great passage for us here. It's coming to your next slide. It's coming. It's there. He gets angry once in a while, but across a lifetime, there's only love. The nights of crying your eyes out will give ways to laughter. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, that assurance that produces peace in the midst of external or internal problems, will pass. Next passage, Psalm 40, verse 1 and 2. I quoted it to you from another version earlier. I want to give it to you from the Message here. I waited and waited and waited for God. At last he looked. Finally he listened. He lifted me up out of the ditch. He pulled me from deep mud. He stood me up on a solid rock to make sure I wouldn't slip. Can you give God praise today? Can you give God praise today? Did you thank him this morning? Did you wake up in the middle of the night and you're laying there in your bed and just said, thank you, God, for saving me, for filling me with your spirit, for giving me life, for giving me hope. I had no hope without him. My life was empty. It was lost. But every day, I'm no longer alone. I was alone without Jesus. Oh, I still got problems. Whoo, you know that for sure. But I'm not alone anymore. Fourth and final point. Give God some praise. That's all right. Fourth and final point. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. I love the old King James on that. Go your way. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. And send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. First three are all internal. We need to see that happen within us and grow. And how we really experience joy. Because I'll have people say, I wish I had your joy. I said, no, you don't. You don't know what I had to go through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God didn't say build a condominium in the middle of that valley. God didn't say build a hotel and live there. He says, you're going through. Come on, come on. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going to make it through on the other side. Do not get fatigued doing good. You will receive, you will reap if you just don't stop or quit. Galatians 6:8 makes that promise to us. I'm going to ask you today that you would say yes to what God is going to do. I'm going to stop right now and I want to pray a blessing upon you. And then Pastor, the man of God, the shepherd of this house, is going to come and be led of the Spirit how he desires to close this service. But I would ask you please, for every head bowed, every eye closed, for just a moment. You're here today. You're saying, Pastor Brent, Ron, there's something that God has touched me with today. There's something significant that I know he wants to do, and I'm going to trust him. I need to have restoration in my life. I need to surrender my life to Jesus, and I know that if I asked him to, he'd forgive me. But today is what God is going to do. Father, I pray, Pastor Brent, Pastor Jackie, all that serve here at this place, anoint them, bless them, and God, thank you for all you're yet to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.